One of the environmental issues of 2011 is coal seam gas and its impact on our backyards. From the city to the bush, farmers and communities have voiced their concern over the speed and the scale of this industry's expansion. By 2030, it's estimated there will be 40,000 coal seam gas wells around the country. This morning, the ABC will launch a website offering a comprehensive look at the pros and cons of coal seam gas. Investigative journalist Wendy Carlisle is behind the site, and a lot of you will know Wendy's work from Background Briefing here on Radio National. Wendy, good morning.
Morning, Fran.
Your site goes live today. If people log on, what will they see?
Well, I think the first thing they'll see is the first ever interactive map that's ever been built showing coal seam gas wells and leases in Australia. So that means that they can search by postcode or town and find out whether there's a lease in their own backyard or a well in their own backyard. And that has never been put together.
And that's an enormous research task, I'd imagine, just doing that. In fact, this is called data journalism, a huge collection of data or facts. So there's been a team put this together, tracking. How did you manage to track to get all these little red dots on that map?
It was quite a task. In fact, it's never been done at the ABC before. We pulled together journalists and we put together web designers and developers. I like to think about it as the hacks and the hackers got together online, because online allows you to tell a story in a very different and innovative way, which is why the ABC decided to get into this space, because there are a lot of questions, and as you pointed out there, this is probably one of the biggest issues of 2011 in terms of the environment, and it's sort of a story, if you like, that's come out of nowhere in the last decade. So people have a lot of fundamental questions about where are these leases, how do they affect me, and then at a bigger level, you've got questions about what impact on water sustainability, how much salt will be produced and what will happen to that salt, what is the emissions profile of this industry, and, of course, this is causing all sorts of political problems for the government as well.
It's a different role for the ABC to take, isn't it? It's basically a research role, drawing together all these facts, making them available for people, slightly different to a normal journalistic role. Is there conclusions reached on the side? Do you come down on the side of the pros or the cons?
I don't think we reach any conclusions. I guess we pose a lot of questions. One of the things that we did was we decided that there was a lot of contested views on how much water will be extracted in this industry. There is certainly no agreement. And what we do know is that we are talking industrial scale water extraction from aquifers. Now, how much salt you produce is dependent on how much water you extract. And previous salt estimates...
Because the water that's brought up from the aquifers is salty.
That's right. It's very saline. So we decided to model, based on other estimates of water production, for instance, from the National Water Commission, which is not known to be a radical body, estimated that a large amount of water would be produced. So we modelled salt estimates, which were industry salinity estimates, on that water. And we came up with a figure of around 31 million tonnes of salt. Now, to put that into some kind of perspective, what's 31 million tonnes?
It's a lot.
It's the equivalent of filling up the MCG to the brim 15 times.
So what happens with that salt?
Well, that is one of the enduring questions. There is no solution yet to how that salt will be disposed of. It's certainly something that concerns the industry. They said in one of their reports, Santos said in one of their reports, that to get rid of their salt, they would need 200 trucks travelling 24/7, 500 kilometres, to dispose of that salt at sea. And they concluded that they weren't going to do it that way because it was economically not feasible and it was environmentally not feasible.
Back to the water, because as you say, water is one of the key concerns, and we've seen a big debate just recently around the mining tax about the water. You show with each of these red dots, there's a lot of data with each mine site, and you including how deep down they've had to drill. And that for into the water table. Sometimes it's 700 metres, 800 metres, clearly into the water table. Once that water is extracted or it's used as part of getting the coal seam gas out, what happens to the water then? Can't it be, that's not necessarily water lost, is it? Can't it be recycled back into some kind of usable
Well, resource? Yeah, I mean, that's what the theory is, and that's what the government wants, and that's what the companies want. I mean, there's a lot of technical issues to do with that. There are trial sites to re-inject water back into aquifers, but they need to find aquifers or coal seams that are suitable to take that kind of water, because it's not really known, the interconnectivity of one aquifer and the coal seams to each other. But other than that, the water can be recycled for what's called beneficial use. So it's being used as drinking water. It will be used as drinking water in Condamine.
It's what's striking about it when you move into this site is, you know, we know there's coal seam gas mining going on in Queensland and around the Liverpool Plains in New South Wales. We also know about it in Camden and Picton in suburban Sydney. But when you look at the site, you see how many. I mean, there's an enormous number, and as your site tells us, that number is about to grow exponentially.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think there's around $50 billion worth of investment in coal seam gas in Australia at the moment. What we've shown on our site are the wells that are currently drilled. That's around 4,500. It will go up. And this is, you know, acknowledged to around 40,000. So that's over the next 30 years. So, you know, we're talking a very large expansion.
Rapidly. Wendy Carlisle, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Wendy Carlisle, and you can check out the site at abc.net.au/coalseamgas. Coalseamgas, all one word. It's really worth a look. It's 8:12 on Breakfast.